Hi, this is Stephen Saltzman, and you're listening to Cracking the Code of Spy Movies with Dan and Tom.
Today, we visit a few of our favorite James Bond filming locations from Diamonds Are Forever in Amsterdam.
Gotta love Amsterdam.
Visiting filming locations of spy movies rules. Hi, this is Dan.
And Tom.
Of SpyMovieNavigator.com and our show Cracking the Code of Spy Movies. Your spy agents bringing you the best coverage of spy movies in the world for almost 5 years. Our goal is to enhance your viewing experiences. All right, let's jump into Diamonds Are Forever 1971. Sean Connery's comeback movie as Bond had an interesting cast, returning Charles Gray, who appeared in You Only Live Twice as Bond's contact Henderson in Japan, but here he's Blofeld, and Terrence Mountain, who appeared as Raphael, one of Draco's henchmen in On Her Majesty's Secret Service, here as one of Blofeld's guards.
And Dan, we did an episode with Terrence Mountain, and it was a great interview. It was a really fun interview.
Great guy to talk to. Really good guy. All right, so we go to Amsterdam, which of course is where Tiffany Case lives.
Yeah, so I think most people, when they think about going to Amsterdam, their thought is, I'm going to go to Amsterdam to see a James Bond location.
Yeah.
But that's what we went for.
Not the Venice of the North, not anything else. No. This was on our whirlwind tour of four countries in 12 days. This was good. All right. We liked Jill St. John as Tiffany Case. She was excellent. But her Absolutely. Character wavered from a smuggler in control and tough to a somewhat less competent ally, which was weird. Well.
That was a bit interesting. Yeah,
that's strange. But anyway, we're going to go see if she's home in Amsterdam. All right.
I think she might not have been. I'm going to bet no. All right. So now Amsterdam, I've been there before. And, you know, you and I went for the specific purpose for this Bond stuff.
Yeah.
Now, Amsterdam is a beautiful city and it's a diamond capital, which is a really cool tie-in for the movie. Right? Yep. Because it's Diamonds Are Forever.
Yes, it is.
And really, as of a survey of just a few years ago, there are more bicycles in Amsterdam than people.
That's true.
Think about that for a second.
That's true. We saw a lot of them.
That's kind of crazy, but they're all over the place. And about 68% of the traffic going to and from work is by bicycle.
Yeah.
It's a flat area and very easy, and the bikes pretty much have the right of way. So.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
it was wild.
Yeah. And, you know, after being there, we can confirm that bikes ruled over cars, and it was crazy for us coming from where we are here. I mean, it's men in suits, women in skirts. I mean, everyone is on a bicycle. It was very, very cool. And we didn't rent a car here.
No, we did not.
Or a bike.
No.
But this was on that world tour where we had the issue with the car in Sardinia. So it was nice to not have that.
Yeah, we did.
Right. So
yeah.
The nice thing about it is once you get into the hotel area, you know, the business district and whatever and by the museums, it's a very easy walking city. And if you want to take a taxi.
Canals.
You get on a canal taxi and you get on a boat and go to the next stop.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
It is the Venice of the North, as they say. It was a gorgeous city. So we know that Tiffany Case's house is the key visiting location in Amsterdam for Diamonds, along, of course, with the Skinny Bridge. The Skinny Bridge, yes. So we headed off to see if we could find Tiffany Case's home and to see if she was there. Yeah.
Now, Dan, I do have to say, of all of the filming locations we've been to, this was not the hardest one ever to find.
No, it was not the hardest to find at all. I loved it. And you could walk from our hotel, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So this is actually, it wasn't difficult. We had the address as Rugerliersgracht.
Wait, excuse me, can you say that again, Dan?
Rugerliersgracht. No, I can't, apparently.
Rugerliersgracht.
Yeah.
DHT.
Yeah, 36.
36.
Yeah.
Rugerliersgracht.
Right. Yeah.
That's spoken like such a Chicagoan.
So get your Google Maps fired up and bam, there you go. We were probably about a half an hour's walk only to Tiffany's house from our hotel, which was cool. So when we arrived, we had a Microsoft Surface with us and the movie, of course, with us. so that we could sit on a bench across the canal from Tiffany's home to determine where Bond drove the Triumph Stag, Peter Frank's apprehended car, if you recall, which we found that spot right where he drove the car across the canal. And we found where the behind-the-scenes shot was taken of Connery, Guy Hamilton, and others across the bridge from Tiffany's house. So having the movie with you is a good thing, right?
Having the movie and have enough time to sit there and kind of figure it out.
And there we were, standing right on those very spots from the movie. Fantastic. So we already found a couple of locations, and now it was time to see if Tiffany was home. So we strolled across the street. It was a beautiful day. I have to admit, it was a gorgeous day. And the building looked pretty much exactly like it appeared in the movie.
Yeah, now if you watch our video version of this episode on YouTube, it's this unique facade there, especially up at the top. Take a look at the video so you can see exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, the top is unique. It's a little different. It's got some kind of crane up there, I think. I believe they use that for like hauling up furniture and things like that, because you're not going to go up those narrow stairs.
One of the things with those buildings, Dan, is when they built Amsterdam, the tax was for how big the front of the house was. So you had buildings that aren't super wide, but they're taller. And so they had to put this pulley system up at the top of these buildings so they could get stuff up to the top floor.
Yeah, yeah. It makes sense.
Absolutely. And this building had one.
And you'll see that they are skinny buildings. And, of course, the interior shots in the movie with the elevator, all that, none of that is in this building, of course, or else they wouldn't have those cranes up there. But the outside looks really exactly like it did in the movie. We were able to take all the pictures we wanted, and we climbed the steps up to the front door. Of course we had to. I mean, that's where Sean Connery went as Bond. The bell system was not there, of course, that you see in the movie, and nor was Tiffany Case's name.
The look of disappointment on your face when Tiffany's name was there.
I know, but everything else looked the same. We were able to go up to the steps on the right of the building, too, to get a shot from where they must have filmed Connery walking up the steps. So we talked to Matt Sherman a little bit ago, and he always liked it. He wanted to see where the camera angles are, too. So did we on this particular shot. So we went to the building next door, climbed those steps, and we said, okay, this is where they shot the scenes of Connery walking up the steps to Tiffany Case's house. So there you go. The building is gorgeous. And like we said, it has the lift system. Clearly, when the door opens and Diamonds Are Forever at Tiffany's house, the other side is Pinewood Studios. But
well, they always say with a Bond movie, when a door opens, you walk into Pinewood.
You walk into Pinewood. So, there you go.
So now this is definitely worth a visit for a very recognizable building for a Bond movie. It doesn't really take you that long when you're there, right? I mean, first, it's easy to get to. And second, when you're there, I mean, there's not much to it. You've got the building. Yeah. You got to figure if you want to get into the angles and stand right where where Connery was or whatever. Then it might take you a little more time. But
and you see,
it really
like
doesn't
we said,
take
you see
that
where
long
Connery
see.
drives the car across to it, and we see where they were filming when they had that break and the behind the scenes thing. So you could get all of that there, and it's all in this little area. It's a small area. It's really good.
Yeah, it's just right on the street. So this house, we can see it. You couldn't go in, but. So we see that. Now there's another location in Amsterdam where Wint and Kid are.
Yeah.
And this is when the woman, Whistler, was fished out of the Amstel River.
So let's go find Wint and Kid.
Yeah, absolutely. So Wint and Kid, they're standing on the bridge. They're overlooking the scene. And that bridge is called the Skinny Bridge.
Yes.
You know, this is Amsterdam. There are a ton of bridges crossing canals.
It's like Venice. Venice has 400 bridges, so Amsterdam's got to be close.
Yeah, and this one stands out, though. I mean, they're really, it's unique. There's no other bridge that I've ever seen like this.
No.
And when you'll find it, you know you're on the right spot. You know you're at the Skinny Bridge.
Yes, you will definitely know that.
Yeah, because, I mean, this bridge pretty much looks like it did in the movie.
Yeah, you can see some of the background buildings and everything are the same. Absolutely, absolutely the same.
Now, some of the support trusses have been changed or upgraded a bit, but you can stand on the spot where Wint and Kid were.
And we did.
And you can see them there, and you can hear them in your head.
Yes. Here's a clip from the movie of that scene. Mr. Wint and Mr. Kidd are standing on the skinny bridge overlooking the canal while a tour boat is passing underneath the bridge, and the guide on the speaker is talking about the skinny bridge.
Unfortunately, they ran out of money, so that is why it is called the skinny bridge.
And the guy notices Mrs. Whistler being pulled from the canal onto a boat. Note how you hear the Mr. Wint and Mr. Kidd theme music. In this scene, you hear their theme music before you see them. And then Mr. Kidd talks about Mrs. Whistler's wishes as he's taking pictures. Take a listen.
Mrs. Whistler did want some pictures of the canals for the children.
How kind of you, Mr. Kidd. The children will be so thrilled.
I mean, the bridge is beautiful, and at night, it's glorious as over 1,000 bulbs outline the bridge. A definite great see at night as well. We went during the day and at night. It's called the skinny bridge for a reason. It is narrow.
Yes, especially in the middle.
And looks a bit incomplete. Well, one story is that two sisters that you heard mentioned in the clip, named Majere, lived on opposite sides of the river and had the bridge built to make it easier to visit each other. Major means skinny in Dutch, but who knows? Reality was, it was a very skinny bridge, wooden, when it was built. So skinny that two people could hardly walk side by side across it. It was replaced in 1871, and the bridge, though still narrow, is not all that skinny anymore, but definitely skinnier than most bridges. It is now the one that appears in Diamonds Are Forever. The one that's there is the one in the movie.
I love the bridge.
Yep.
And what was really cool is people watching, because you could see people who kind of knew what they were going over. People were going, I'm going over a bridge. And there was this little cafe we sat at. And
that was
Do you remember the name of it, Dan?
I think it was Majere Bruges, which of course is the skinny bridge.
The people there working there were great. We sat outside, just people watching, going over the bridge. You get a great view of the bridge. The food was great. We have no affiliation with them. We can't pronounce the name of it. But that little cafe
was
really, really, really a nice little place to just hang out and check out the skinny bridge.
Yeah. I mean, Amsterdam's a beautiful city, and you'll find lots of things to do there. If you go there to see Bond stuff, you're going to find the Bond stuff. But there's other cool things like this little cafe we were just talking about. There's also, if you're interested in James Bond stuff, there's also a bar called Vesper Bar. Yeah, there's a bar in Amsterdam called the Vesper Bar, and they do make Vesper Martinis.
How would we know
there.
That, Dan?
Yeah. Tom and I found the bar, of course, and we had, of course, to test out the Vespers. And one was just not enough for a test, so...
Most bars that we go and get Vespers, one is not enough.
Yeah, like the one at the Palacio Hotel in Estoril, Portugal, where Ian Fleming drank and met spies during the war. We had quite a few at that one.
Let's get back to the Vesper bar.
All right, this is a small bar, but it seemed very friendly, with locals and tourists mixing it up and enjoying some special cocktails. Their Vesper is made with Tanqueray London Dry Gin, Ketel One Vodka, and Kina. They were very good and mostly traditional, but mixed or shaken well. We didn't know if they were mixed or shaken.
Well, and the thing is, how do we not know? Because it was such a small bar, we must not have been paying attention when they mixed them up.
But mixed or shaken? Well, I don't remember after maybe
shaken
the second
or
third one if they mixed them or shook them. But and they did do a little something different with it too. But they were pretty good. All right.
Yep.
They also have the Negroni, another Bond drink, of course, from the novels. Speaking of novels and literature.
Yeah. Now this is cool. So again, this is really not Bond related, but it's this literature novel stuff is. We stayed at the Pulitzer Hotel in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Named after the Pulitzer Prize winning authors. I mean, it's a fabulous hotel.
Wonderful.
It's oozing with literary tradition and respect. And now I know you're going to be shocked to hear this, but there's a great bar around the back of the hotel main floor. And Dan, I seem to remember they made an awesome Vesper.
Yes. Yeah, we were there for a couple of nights, several nights, and of course we had to test that bar out each night when we got back to the hotel to see if the Vespers were still as good as they were the day before.
Yeah. Well, especially the Vesper bar was a little bit of a walk from the hotel. So by the time we had finished the Vespers at the Vesper bar and made our way back to the hotel, it was time for another Vesper.
And I tell you, it's a beautiful bar. I told my daughter about it when she was going to go visit Amsterdam, and she actually went to that bar and had a drink in that same bar. Yep. It's a gorgeous little bar with this beautiful little sitting room, too, up a few steps with all these books. And I mean, it just looks like something out of a Bond movie, actually. The little sitting room. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. And then on a serious note, while in Amsterdam, you must visit the Anne Frank House. It's a remarkable experience. Tom and I, we got the tickets ahead of time, so we didn't have to wait in the long lines that were there to get in.
Yeah, you absolutely want to get your tickets in advance.
Because I think that when we were looking there, the line was maybe a block and a half long, or around the block and so on. It was long. So you want to get your tickets ahead of time, but it's definitely something you need to do in Amsterdam while you're there.
It's been recently renovated, so it's a little bit easier to get through it.
Yes.
But you do end up in a bookshop. A bookstore.
Yeah.
Right. But other than that, it is, if you sit there and you just stand there and think about being stuck in the small area, not being able to move, because any sound could be your last sound.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It was really, you're walking through there and it's you're silent. You're silent. You're looking around at each room and knowing what happened and what it was like to be there.
And they had placards on the wall to kind of talk about each room and stuff.
You could check that out at annefrank.org/en and definitely make that part of your visit. All right. We cover other Diamonds Are Forever filming locations in the United States and Octopussy locations in the United States in another podcast episode with Matt Sherman. So check that one out as well. That was fun. That's a great guy. That
was fun. And the cool thing is, if you want to have a good time, fly to Amsterdam, check out these locations, fly to Las Vegas, and check out the diamond stuff in Las Vegas. And have yourself a nice diamond experience.
All right, that's a wrap of our Diamonds Are Forever locations in Amsterdam. That was fun. This has been Dan.
And Tom.
Of SpyMovieNavigator.com and our show, Cracking the Code of Spy Movies. Do us a favor and subscribe to our show in your favorite podcast app. That way, you can be in the know, and we will reach more people. We really appreciate you spending time with us. Thanks.